As Hillary Clinton's margin of victory in the popular presidential vote grows, so does momentum for getting rid of the Electoral College. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign joins us live in the News Center with word of legislation to do just that, introduced today by one of California's U.S. senators. Doug?
Yes, Rebecca, it is outgoing Senator Barbara Boxer who's calling on Congress to amend the U.S. Constitution and abolish the Electoral College. And Senator Boxer is with us now on the KCBS Newsline. Good afternoon, Senator. Thanks for taking the time. I know you're extremely busy today, and can you explain for us, first of all, why you are taking this step?
Well, over the years, I've co-sponsored several bills to end the Electoral College, and this time I thought after 40 years at office, on my way out, I would drop this bill in the hopes that it would gain some steam and others would pick it up, and I think that will happen. But basically, you know, when my grandkids ask me to explain what happened and I tell them Hillary Clinton got more votes, they kind of look at me like, what? This is the only office in the land where you get more votes and you lose. And I've seen it happen twice now. And we may see Hillary win by more than 2 million votes when all is said and done. And why should a vote, you know, in California or Washington State or New York State or Connecticut be worth less than a vote in, you know, one of the red states? It just doesn't make sense. It's supposed to be one person, one vote. The Electoral College is a throwback, way back. And what's fascinating is in 2012, Donald Trump tweeted, I quote here, the Electoral College is a disaster for democracy. And even this past weekend, he stated he didn't think it was very democratic. So, you know, I just think it's a, as my kids would say, a no-brainer.
Today, Trump is tweeting that the Electoral College is genius because it empowers the smaller states. And it is true that the Founding Fathers wanted to keep the bigger states from having too much power, and they also wanted to guard against mob rule, which they didn't trust. What do you say to the argument that if we got rid of it, all the campaigning would be in California, New York, Texas, the states that have the most people?
Well, I don't believe that at all. It's one person, one vote. Every vote matters in every single state. And what Donald Trump said on Sunday, and I'm quoting, I'd rather see it where you went with simple votes, you know, you get 100 million votes and somebody else gets 90 million and you win. Now he says it's genius, but the fact of the matter is it's common sense. And, you know, when this was put together, it was so long ago and it just doesn't make sense. We already have a U.S. Senate where, despite the fact that we have 40 million people in California, we have two U.S. senators. And in states that have less than a million people, they have two U.S. senators. So I don't think the small states are forgotten by any stretch.
Now, you're leaving the U.S. Senate. So what do you think? And you need a two-thirds vote in both houses to pass this and then three-quarters of the state to ratify. I mean, do you think there's any prospect at all that this goes anywhere?
It's a long shot, but there are other ways to do this as well. There's a gentleman in California who has come up with a very constitutionally sound way to do it where, follow me on this one, okay?
Yeah, we've had him on the air, but go ahead.
Oh, John Kosa,
yes. John Kosa, yeah.
If enough states say we'll throw our Electoral College votes to the popular vote winner, and you get enough states that adds up to 270, that's another way to go. So I think it's just a question of, you know, how to fix this problem. This is anti-democratic. It just doesn't make sense. And it would be like saying, you know, the 49ers got more points, but they didn't win the game because not enough players touched the ball. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Did I just do a sports analogy? I can't believe it.
Yeah, and you obviously haven't watched the 49ers much lately because they'll never score more points than anybody.
All right, okay, okay. But hope springs eternal. Liz, I never give up.
Let me ask you one other thing. Are you worried at all if we did, say we did either abolish the Electoral College or pass the national popular vote thing that John Kosa from Los Altos is pushing, about unintended consequences? For example, it might mean even more money in elections when you've got to spend so much money campaigning more in a place like California.
No, I honestly, one person, one vote. You don't have to get the votes in California. You get them in any place. One person, one vote. It's the way it should be. It's the way it is for every other office. And I'll tell you something, this is a real problem. And, you know, the only solace I have at this outcome is more people voted against racism More people voted against misogyny. More people voted not to deport people. More people said stronger together. But at the end, Donald Trump's going to be sworn in as president, having lost the popular vote.
Quick last question. If it had gone the other way and Hillary had taken the electoral and Trump the popular vote, would you still be doing this?
You know what? I've done it over time. From the beginning of time, I've been on this bandwagon because this is just wrong on its face.
All right. Thank you so much, Senator. Senator Barbara Boxer, who's introducing legislation today to abolish the Electoral College. She admits it's a long shot, but that's her reaction in part to the apparent election of Donald Trump by the Electoral College and Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote. Live in the News Center, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Thank you, Doug.